For the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 6. Solomon showed his love for the Lord by walking according to instruction given him by his father David, except that he offered sacrifices and burned incense on the high places. The king went to Gibeon to offer sacrifices, for that was the most important high place. And Solomon offered 1,000 burnt offerings on that altar. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon during the night in a dream, and God said, "Ask for whatever you want me to give you." Solomon answered, "You have shown great kindness to your servant, my father David, because he was faithful to you and righteous and upright in heart. You have continued this great kindness to him and have given him a son to sit on his throne this very day. Now, Lord, my God, you have made your servant king in place of my father David. So give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between right and wrong." The Lord was pleased that Solomon had asked for this. So God said to him, "Since you have asked for this and not for long life or wealth for yourself, nor have you asked for the death of your enemies, but for discernment administering justice, I will do what you have asked. I will give you a wise and discerning heart so that there will never have been anyone like you, nor will there ever be. Moreover, I will give you what you have not asked for, both wealth and honor, so that in your lifetime you will have no equal among kings." 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 3 through 7, and then verses 9 through 13, NIV. King Solomon had a dream that God came to him and said that he could ask him for whatever he wanted. And King Solomon asked for wisdom. King Solomon is considered Israel's wealthiest and wisest king. King Solomon wrote Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and Song of Songs. Say to wisdom, "You are my sister," and to insight, "You are my relative." They will keep you from the adulterous woman, from the wayward woman with her seductive words. Proverbs chapter 7, verses 4 through 5, NIV. So King Solomon has chapter after chapter in the Proverbs that doesn't just give us wisdom, but he actually shares repeatedly how valuable wisdom is. We should always be not only gaining knowledge, but applying that knowledge to our daily lives. Wisdom. Wisdom gives us discernment and discipline. Choose my instruction instead of silver, knowledge rather than choice gold, for wisdom is more precious than rubies, and nothing you desire can compare with her. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 10 and 11, NIV. Wisdom is priceless. There is nothing more valuable. Now then, my children, listen to me. Blessed are those who keep my ways. Listen to my instruction and be wise. Do not disregard it. Chapter 8, verses 32 through 33, NIV. Wisdom leads to us living a blessed life with God.